It's a tough time for big American toy makers. Shares in Hasbro were down nearly 3% this morning after the company reported a sharp drop in revenue. Overall sales also fell around 16% in the first quarter. Hasbro's CEO Brian Goldner blamed the sour numbers on a different company, Toys R Us. Toys R Us is going out of business and closing all of its U.S. stores, stores that sold a lot of Hasbro products. And Charisse Jones of USA Today joins us to sort it all out. Hi, Charisse.
Hello.
Hasbro is the largest toy maker in the world. Toys R Us was one of that company's biggest customers. I mean, how's Hasbro going to sell its toys without Toys R Us?
They're probably going to have to turn to a lot of other retailers that were already peeling off a lot of Toys R Us's business, like Target and Walmart, Amazon, the online giant. And you have a lot of new players moving into the toy space, like JCPenney's and Kohl's are actually selling toys now. Even Party City, the party supply store, is starting to add to that merchandise in their stores. And so those are probably the outlets they're going to have to turn to fill that void.
Is there a bigger issue here? I mean, is part of the issue that, you know, kids aren't really playing with some of the toys Hasbro makes? Monopoly, G.I. Joe, My Little Pony, Transformers. I mean, they were popular, but maybe not as popular now?
Yeah, this is the electronics generation, right? They're on their smartphones playing with video games. They love their gadgets. And some of those lines like Transformers and My Little Pony are getting a little stagnant, a little long in the tooth. They've been around a while and they're not as exciting to kids. And so that's definitely been a big problem for a lot of toy makers.
We're also getting earnings from Mattel later this week, another big toy maker. But you report that smaller toy makers are actually being hit hardest by the Toys R Us liquidation and bankruptcy. How so?
You know, Toys R Us was this incredible showroom, and they had all of the space. They had this year-round focus. And unlike some of these other retailers that just stocked up at Christmas time, they're selling toys year-round. So for a lot of smaller toy makers, this was their chance, right? They could get shelf space at Toys R Us and really get off the ground. And without them around, the places that they can kind of go and get their start are greatly diminished.
Interesting. How's Hasbro doing outside the U.S. where this Toys R Us bankruptcy isn't really an issue?
You know, they're doing very well in Asia and Latin America because, like you said, Toys R Us is really not a presence there. Struggling a little bit in Europe where they are, and they've had some of the same problems. So they're probably going to have to focus a little bit more on some of these overseas areas as they try to get off the ground and get back a foot in the United States with the Toys R Us brand kind of going away.
And Charisse, before you go, update us on this bankruptcy. Where are we in that process? Are stores still open or are they all closed? Where are we?
They're still open, but they've been liquidating the merchandise since March, and it's not looking good. There was a big toy maker, the person that was behind the Bratz brand, that was trying to salvage some of the stores, but it's looking like the 735 Toys R Us stores that we've grown up with are going to go away. And it's pretty sad for a lot of kids.
Indeed. Charisse Jones of USA Today, thank you.
Thank you.